Right now, it's 7:40 on the ticket, and I'm finally going to get to do something that I've wanted to do for a very long time. I keep getting interrupted, but I have carved out this segment to present to you my WNBA mock draft.
Okay.
Now, I'm kind of known as the WNBA guy on this station because I follow it pretty closely.
The insult guy. Yeah.
We all know the Dallas Wings have the number one overall pick, and they're going to take Ozzie Fudd, who is Paige Becker's girlfriend, and I think that's going to cause some issues, but I'm not here to talk about that today.
Okay.
What I really want to get into are picks 2 and 3, because at number 2, the Minnesota Lynx, who desperately need backcourt help, will be on the clock, but they could very well take a center. She is 6'4".
I think he's running out of steam.
She's 6'4".
I think he is,
too. Oh, my gosh. What is going on? My stomach is all...
gross.
Oh, what's... I'm sorry, guys, but...
What?
This is the bad acting section of...
I don't know what happened.
The mock draft.
I either got a hold of a bad burrito or bad acting. I don't know. But I'm going to have to... I got to go.
What do you mean you got to go? You got to leave the studio?
Yeah, I got to leave the studio. Can you take over for me? Maybe...
All right, give me your mock draft.
Seattle Storm.
We'll take it from there. Okay, Seattle.
It's...
All right, it says here, Seattle's next.
All right, let's do this.
They are taking a... Does that say forward?
No.
Okay. It says forward. What do you think it
forward.
Says?
He's an advocate for transportation and communication systems.
Wait,
power
what's
plants
happening?
And schools. A freedom fighter for fundamental facilities. It's infrastructure,
infrastructure
man.
Infrastructure man.
Oh. Behold, it is I, infrastructure man.
Same voice.
I help towns, cities, townships, countries, nations, continents, hemispheres, planets, solar systems with their infrastructure problems. I'm a superhero the likes of which you can't handle. I can fly commercial, usually coach unless I cash in some miles, and I can shoot lightning from my fingertips.
That's thunder.
That's weird.
Which comes in handy when you're trying to scare the bad guys or impress female superheroes. Anywho... Thank you guys for having me on. Is this a podcast? What is this?
This is actually live radio, yeah. And we didn't schedule you. But welcome.
Aren't there three of you? Where's the other guy? You
he
know
just,
the one who's a really bad actor?
He had another diarrhea.
He had another case of bad acting and had to leave.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, tell him Infrastructure Man said 6'7", dog. He'll get me.
He'll get it.
He'll get
very
me.
Hip.
Let me be the first to wish the two of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you. Infrastructure Man.
May 2026 be full of improvements in infrastructure around your homes and in your cities.
Let's hope so.
Because remember, a city without sound infrastructure is a city that doesn't have very good infrastructure.
So profound.
So true.
I've been working with local leaders here in the Metroplex, including Maddie Parker, Eric Johnson, Michael Irvin, and Skip Schumacher, to improve not only the local roads, bridges, and power grid, but some other stuff, too.
Well, y'all are doing great on the streets.
What's the other stuff?
Terrific.
Well, you're welcome. I appreciate you noticing. And it's not just local, but it's national. It's worldwide. I've been heavily involved in helping build out AI infrastructure in these United States, because the AI revolution is here. And in fact, I don't want to brag, but I was recently at the White House, part of a big meeting on the AI infrastructure build out. And I brought a clip with me. I like to do this when I'm on the talk show circuit.
All right.
I brought a clip with me. This was a very big moment for me. This is the president introducing yours truly.
To announce the largest AI infrastructure project by far in history. And it's all taking place right here in America. As you know, there's great competition for AI and other things. And they're coming in at the highest level. We're joined by...
Oh, what happened? We have a technical glitch there?
I guess so. It just stopped.
We had a technical glitch right
before
as he
mentioned
was
you.
About
really
to say infrastructure man. I'm sorry. I thought I cleaned that up.
It's really well said by our president.
Anyway, that's when he introduced me. But, you know, I don't need a whole lot of credit. It's all in a day's work for me. And speaking of work, I need all the work I can get right now because I could be pretty negatively impacted by this big Netflix Warner Brothers Paramount thing.
Oh, really?
Why?
Yeah, I had signed a contract with HBO Max for an 8-part docuseries called The Life of Infrastructure Man, the Baddest Superhero You've Never Heard Of. And their cameras have been following me for about 6 months now as I oversaw the California High-Speed Rail Project, the Hudson Tunnel Project in New York, and the SunZia Wind Project in Arizona, and the Micah Parsons deal, which I bet you guys talked about a lot on this podcast.
We covered the Cowboys infrastructure.
Yeah. We covered it. Once again, it's a radio show, though.
I was involved in repairing some of the potholes in the streets around Lambeau, and that was going to be a deal breaker for the Packers unless those were fixed. So I had a heavy hand in that.
I guess so.
But now this docuseries is in jeopardy. I heard from my agent yesterday who said if Netflix takes over HBO Max, they'll have no interest in the series. Their quote, "He's not a moneymaker." And to that I say, hey, Netflix, you've run 9 seasons of The Flash, who's a much worse superhero than me, and you keep renewing Supergirl, which is not a respected show in the superhero community at all, so give me a break. Anywho,
stop saying anything.
Speaking of female superheroes, I've been romantically linked to Black Widow, and let me confirm here on your podcast this morning that those rumors are true. But to be honest, I don't know how long this is going to last. She's an Avenger, you know. So a little more high profile than me. Again, that's why I need this HBO Max deal. And she's cool, but she wears me out in bed. And I'm a superhero.
Don't want to hear about it.
No, we really don't want to hear about that.
I've never been with a dominatrix, but this feels really close.
Yuck.
And I wish I could get with a more normal female superhero, like, say, Wonder Woman. George, I know you loved Wonder Woman.
Big fan of Wonder Woman.
Overrated.
Maybe I should just do like Tony Romo did with Jessica Simpson. Just put it out there publicly, so maybe that'll work. So now that I've put it out there on your podcast,
well,
maybe
that'll work
on the air,
didn't
terrestrial
he?
Radio.
Anywho, you guys think Shoddy has had a pretty good first year or what?
We don't have time for casual sports talk.
Weird change of subject, but yeah, I think he's done a good job.
I mean, they're 6-6-1, but man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to get my QR rating up. My agent keeps telling me that I need to relate more to sports fans. So when I'm doing the talk show circuit,
well,
I try
to
work
some
stuff in.
We're about to talk Cowboys on the pigskin panel, so not now.
I'm currently in the superhero fan rankings 49th. I'm one ahead of Silver Surfer, but I'm one behind Martian Manhunter. So I need to stay in the top 50 to earn some of this crazy influencer Skrilla.
Sure.
So let's talk some more sports. How about this? Hey, how nuts is that Notre Dame got left out of the playoff? I mean, whatever happened to the luck of the Irish?
Yeah, it's crazy. But again, I didn't think we were going to talk about that. I thought we were talking infrastructure.
Anywho, Merry Christmas to you guys, and may all of your potholes be filled, and may all of your bridges hold up for one more year.
Oh,
I
got to
run now.
Okay.
I'm catching an American Eagle flight from DFW to Austin. I've got an 11 a.m. meeting with Sark and Craig Way about revamping the Edwards Aquifer. Sark texted me last night and said he'd much rather talk infrastructure than get ready for the Cheez-Its Bowl, so I got to scoot.
Okay,
infrastructure man out.
Look at him flying away in his
Zail shot at UT on his way out, but there he goes, infrastructure man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here comes Craig back.
Hey, guys. Okay, hey. I think I'm okay now. I can finish my WNBA mock draft.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, we don't have time, though.
Oh,
we ran out of time.
We're up against it.
No, we can do a couple picks.
No, we're
up against it. Okay. I had Olivia Miles going 3 to Seattle, but I just don't have time to elaborate.
Okay.
Did I miss anything? Thursday. Did you guys finish out the mock draft?
We finished it.
Great.
We finished it out.
Great.
So
that's good to hear.
All good.
Thank you. I apologize. I couldn't have been here.
It happens. It happens, man.